Well, today is our artist spotlight, and I would like to introduce you to Malik Greer. Malik is a vocalist from Grand Rapids, and she has become a very dynamic and anointed psalmist. She gets her influence from, you know, Detroit roots like we do, like the Clark sisters, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, CeCe Winans, and more. Malik, welcome.
Well, thank you. It is such a pleasure to be on here today. So thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And you've also done background vocals for Marvin Sapp from Grand Rapids, and also Joe Pace, Timothy Wright, and my brother and friend, Vashawn Mitchell. What was that like for you?
Awesome. So with Bishop Marvin Sapp, we were his background for quite a while on his first few CDs. And then with Dr. Joe Pace, it was just backgrounding on his 10th anniversary.
Ah, love it.
With Timothy and Fashawn, it's when they come into town, into Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they're at an event and they need background singers, that I had the opportunity to be a part of that.
That's fantastic. That's how you do it, too.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, because when I first heard the song, I'm like, well, she has a lot of influences, but I also heard the emotions in there, like the sisters. Yeah, yeah, you know, it had that old school feel, but you knew it's a new school person.
Yes, ma'am. So I really am the type of singer that asks God to anoint my voice, because I know that I'm not just singing. I'm here to minister to God's people. Mm-hmm. And whatever shape, form, or fashion that is through my singing. And so that's usually how I just started off. Holy Spirit, have your way. Minister to people that know you, and minister to those who don't, that they want to get to know who you are. And so that's just my singing. And that's how I approach it.
Well, it is very, very uplifting, you know, and we need more of that. And from what I am reading from your bio as well, it doesn't just come from the singing. You speak, you have an outreach as well. So it's healing through a lot of different avenues.
Yeah. Our motto is love is the key to moving forward. And in this world, there's so much of, I'll give you the same energy you give me. Mm-hmm. I'll do this, and I'm going to be strong, and no one is going to make me feel small. When really, it is about God's love. That second greatest commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yep.
And how do you walk through that when you've been through some horrible stuff?
Yeah.
Right? But if you focus on loving the right way and asking God to change your heart and creating you a clean heart and renew the right spirit, then you can do it. And so love is the key to moving forward, and we try it. Now, sometimes I don't always get it right, but for the majority, I'm going to love on people.
Yeah.
I'm going to love on myself, and I'm going to encourage, and I'm going to worship.
Well, that just takes me to your song, which is called Love Wins. And this is the song that I heard. Give me a little background on it.
Well, this wonderful person by the name of Dwayne Abbey, he said, hey, I'm doing some gospel things. And I said, okay. And he said, you know, will you sing this song for me? And I'm like, okay, Dwayne, if you're doing gospel, yeah, I can sing it. And so I started off singing a couple of his songs, and this Love Wins just resonated with me, because, again, that's who I am. Not perfect, but I'm going to lead with love. And so as you break that song apart, and I'm just like, yes, God's love will win all the time, whether we see it right in the moment or we see it later. Love Wins.
That is Malik and Love Wins on the Detroit Praise Network. And oh my goodness, thank you so much for sharing the background of the song and who you are a little bit. How do they find the song and how do they find you so that they can get more music from you as it comes?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. They can purchase on iTunes Love Wins by Malik, and they can also find me on my Facebook, Malik Greer, as well as YouTube, Love Wins Malik. And we'll be attaching more music as it comes and more encouragement, because that's what we want to do for God's people, is encourage and tell you, how can you love when you face so many difficult things? Or how can you change your heart? We want to be an encouragement.
I love it. Absolutely. And thank you again for spending some time and getting a chance to learn more about you. I'm encouraged by you and your ministry, and I am encouraged of what God is doing in your life, because you're on the right track with this. We need more people to lead with love. Malik, thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart, and you have a wonderful day. You're doing great things. Keep on doing it, Randy.